Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Joining me is Wynn Brantley and Ryan Fodge. Ryan, you know who Marina Shafir is?
Not a damn clue.
Okay, good. So,
I think she's an MMA fighter or something.
Oh, yes,
like
yeah.
She's also now a wrestler.
Married old Roderick Strong, you know. Yeah. So you know where she gets her charisma from.
Good for him. Or her, I don't know.
So
it's a her.
Okay.
There you go.
I didn't know. Shut your mouth, Ryan.
We want to open the show up with Triple Threat Theater.
Okay.
And you're the main
character.
You're
the lovely actor.
You are Marina Shafir.
Okay.
And this is her lovely promo she cut on AEW Dark. I don't know if it was this week. It might have been last week, but people are just now starting
It's dark. I don't think it really matters.
Here you go.
We need you to read this. Mind you, you really don't know who Marina Shafir is, right?
No.
You will after this.
We need you to read this promo, and I need you to act like Marina Shafir.
Well, what? I think
it's pronounced Shafir?
Yes.
Okay.
Word for word.
Albany. My name is Marina. Is it Marina or Maria?
Oh, Maria.
Marina.
Okay.
Not Marino.
That wasn't even one of the options I put out. Albany. My name is Marina Shafir. Daughter of Bella Shafir. And you. What?
Ebreed.
Welcome to us. With just open arms.
All right, dickhead.
93.
I made a spelling error and you're going to fucking just point it out. You shouldn't have been specific with word for word, Matthew. Now literal. Oh, God. Just continue.
You welcomed us with open arms in 93 when we immigrated here from Moldova. You know me. Yeah, you do. My parents created the problem. Okay. In Albany, you raised the problem. You are a part of the problem. All of you. All of you. Why are a part of the problem? You know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know a thing about me. Understand this rule. Understand this. What is this? When the violins play, violence is always on the way. What the? What?
I love that you read that like Mr. Rogers at the end.
Well, kids, when violence.
What in
play.
The hell is that?
That was A+ promo.
Sure.
Here's the thing. Is it better than Soraya's from Dynamite?
Oh, yes. Soraya.
We don't have that transcript.
No, but I just remember a few things she said. How you guys doing this week?
That's next week. I'm doing good, you know? Better now. But...
Yeah, I'm in a great mood now. Ryan, great job.
Okay,
thank you. Thanks, bud.
Oh, man.
You got one more to go.
Don't you dare.
Man, what a promo. That's probably the first and last time we'll talk about Dark. Unless she cuts another promo, which, by the way, if Tony Khan doesn't put her on Dynamite, he's missing out on making all the money.
Because everybody's talking about how dog shit this promo was.
Honestly. And by the way, Ryan, so the promo was supposed to be, like, I guess intimidating as a heel, maybe?
Well, you don't know her.
No. We don't
but
know
you
her.
Do.
But you don't.
But New York doesn't, and she was raised in New York and stuff. So imagine this, you know, female wrestler.
You don't understand
out.
A thing about me.
Former
Moldova.
Former, I came here from Adobe.
Immigration.
Yeah.
That was part of the promo. I thought we were just spitballing here.
So, hear me out. So, Ryan.
Shafir.
Mind you, she's a former UFC fighter.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to be like a legit,
uh-huh.
just very scary person.
Uh-huh.
Cuts this very intimidating promo.
Yeah.
But when she comes out.
Yep.
It looks like she's a mix between Blossom and a Hardy Boy. Like, this is her cutting the promo. And that's what she wore.
She ain't terrible looking.
Well, yeah, but, like, can we talk about the Amish hat she's got going on?
I wish, if it was a bigger straw hat, it'd be a lot better.
It's
it's felt season though. What's she doing?
What's the beginning and end of felt season?
When it gets cold.
Honestly,
when it gets cold, when it warms up.
Yeah, that's what they say. There's pretty actual much dates people say, but none of it really matters. Wear whatever hat you want.
Also, in Alabama, you're just going to wear straw anyways for the rest of your life.
Well, until we get to March and we get our actual winter. That's where right. It's going to be 20 degrees then it's for felt 3 weeks.
Season, you know. So, listen, Ryan.
No, then it's don't go outside.
Are you a felt guy? Do you have a felt hat?
I do. I have a black Stetson.
I'm kind of jealous, actually. Anyways, yeah. We'll talk
about
hats later.
I didn't pay for it.
Well, I mean, you won't, yeah. anyways, so AEW just had bad promos, apparently, in the last week. So we had Marina's promo, which was horrible. By the way, it didn't help that you had, like, Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero hyping this up. I think Nyla was rocking around the ring, kind of hyping it
Vicky's
up.
Forget Vicky's there. Like, yeah, all the time.
She doesn't. She's there seldom. Like,
Does she always come out with Nyla Rose?
I think that's her thing now.
That's it? Is that all she's doing? Okay. I don't mind.
She lost
her
edge.
You should write for Max Caster.
Do you think Max Caster will crap on that promo? Just
he will 1,000,000% mention it in his diss rap.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't know me. I know you. A-E-I element no poo. The Acclaim. Anyways. Soraya, a.k.a. Paige. Do you know Paige is in AEW? Just rocking around doing little AE dubs?
I heard Soraya was in AEW.
I
don't know about Soraya or Paige.
Is it Soraya?
Yes.
Really?
Dumbass.
Oops.
Okay. I didn't even watch it and I knew that.
I think the funniest thing about this whole thing already is she debuts at Grand Slam last week. Huge pop. Great reaction.
Big pop, yeah.
Immediately dirt sheets are saying like she might not even be cleared.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, she posts, hold on, stay with me. She posts on Twitter like in the following days, guys, don't listen to the dirt sheets. I'll see y'all Wednesday. All right. Proceeds to come out on Wednesday, bring out the entire women's roster, and talk about another revolution and not touch anybody. And then cuts a interesting promo. Very interesting. It's not as bad as Marina Shafir's promo, but
at least there was a theme with...
I saw she said, she was like, I am the revolution.
Yeah, like which granted, people don't talk about her as playing a big role in the women's revolution. Back when it kind of first started. Her and AJ Lee, in my opinion, kickstarted it. But the revolution, it wasn't forced when it happened, you know? Mm-hmm. This is like, hey, everybody, get out here. We're starting a revolution.
This is almost like Stephanie McMahon coming out like 2 years after the revolution already started and announcing, hey, everybody, this is a women's revolution. Which every time they would announce something for the women's, like, hey, this is a women's revolution. Hey, this is a women's revolution. Hey, this is another women's revolution. We're keep revolving.
Well, even the American Revolution had to have the War of 1812, so.
I remember, I think it was before Punk came back, where he said on, like, backstage, he's like, I wish they would just stop calling it a revolution on commentary so many times. Just let them kick ass.
Yeah.
But.
It became a gimmick. Because I guess they're like, hey, if we mention that they're women and that they can actually wrestle, people will actually watch and pay attention. I mean, which is fair. And then Dana Brooke debuts, and then no one really cares. But, like, still, I guess they thought if they keep saying revolution, we would actually start watching
Revolt.
More. Maybe. I mean, I did. As soon
yes!
As
said, women can wrestle! Like, yes! Now let's get them rights to vote!
It's been around for a while.
Never mind!
Like 100 years. 102 years.
Really polished up on your history there, bud.
It's the women's suffrage movement. It's right after World War I.
Back to this Soraya promo. So she basically cuts promo, women's revolution, blah, blah, bullshit. And she mentions, it's nice to finally have a boss that listens to me. This was the girl that got called up from NXT and won the... the Divas title on her first night on Raw. Mm-hmm. Had a movie made about her, and
also the reason why the NXT women's title was changed to a different design.
So she really did start a movement, though. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Anyways, what? And then she comes out on Twitter. She's like, a lot of you bashing me for making that reference. I loved my time in WWE. Like, why is it like?
I don't, unless she's talking about them not clearing her to wrestle because she was saying she was fine. I don't know. I don't really know what she's for. Because she got booked really well before she got hurt the first time. Yep. So I don't really, I'm assuming she's referring to wanting to do more in the company and Vince not letting her. But mind you, he didn't let Daniel Bryan, who was one of his top baby faces of the time, come back right away.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, to be fair, you know, Daniel Bryan, paid you. Like, it's, you know, it, I'm sorry, like, it's just kind of like, both of you had severe neck injuries. Vince now especially does not play with that. I mean, Edge wasn't really allowed to come back until he went and got cleared and
by every doctor under the sun, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Speaking of doctors, apparently the rumor is that the guy that Punk and Cabana sued, Chris, I think, Amon, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. Is now no longer with WWE. So, no longer giving out Z-Packs and, you know, killing people. So, that's always good.
Oh, you have brain damage? Z-Pack.
Oh, you mean tell me you can't move your arm? Yeah, well, you know. Just sleep on it. You'll be fine. But he's reportedly gone from the company. So.
It's big news.
I know, right? It's been a slow day for me. Sorry. That's I went up to obscure wrestling news. Also, can we... I want to bring this up because I'm not gonna say it's obscure, but can we talk about Chris Jericho being Ring of Honor World Champion?
It is. I don't think it's wrong to say it's obscure. It's cool, but it's obscure, and I say that word a lot. Now it sounds weird.
Yeah, obsolete. I mean,
it's like if you say like a certain word enough, it just obtuse. Sounds
obtuse.
Like barn, you just say barn a bunch. Sounds stupid.
Okay, so Ryan, do you know what they're calling Jericho now on commentary?
He's going to guess.
Ocho, right?
The Ocho, yeah.
Oh.
Which I do love. I think it's...
I had seen it, but I was trying to remember.
I think so. What, just in AEW alone, he's been... Was he the Painmaker when AEW first started?
Yes.
Then it was Le Champion,
mm-hmm.
Demo God, Wizard. He's always been called the Goat.
Yeah.
Ocho. I can't remember. I feel like there's more.
Lionheart.
Lionheart, since he's brought that back, yeah. So I will say this, like... Because people brought it up, and I've seen a couple of Facebook posts and some Twitter posts. Do we need to actually take it seriously when people consider Chris Jericho being, like, one of the greatest of all time?
He definitely deserves consideration. I mean,
like, I'd say so.
Okay.
Been really good for a pretty long time.
Well, I think if you look at just character-wise.
Yeah.
Like, and I will say this.
His ability to reinvent is, honestly, it's... You might can call him the best at doing that because he's done it multiple times and it's been fun every time.
And he's found a way to make him interesting each time. There's not really been a boring time where he's came back. Now, I will say there was a stretch in like 2013, 2014 when he had came back and done the stuff with Fandango and Bray Wyatt where he was just kind of plain old Chris Jericho. But like the rest of the stuff he kind of went through going from like Raw as Jericho into kind of the Codebreaker stuff and then Heel Jericho, which is...
Suit Jericho.
Yeah, nice suit Jericho that everybody tried to copy in 2009-2010, which I could say is probably his best work. I can also argue AEW being his best work of his career.
Could you count Festival of Friendship as a version of him?
That's the list, Jericho. So I kind of... Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so those all get kind of combined together.
It's just what he's been able to do in just, like, 3 years.
Yeah, which is really crazy. We just listed off at least 5 times he's... kind of done this new thing, and granted, it's not like he's changing a lot about himself, but like whatever nickname he's going with, he's running with it. So like Wizard, he's gonna mention that he's a wizard
every single time he speaks.
He's gonna throw fireballs, stuff like that.
I just like how he says it like ironically every time he just like cut a normal promo and then go within. Because I'm Chris Jericho and I'm a wizard.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. There was one time he was like shouting at a fan, like I'll throw a fireball in your face because I'm a wizard. So, like, do y'all have him ranked anywhere, like, particular, like, list of greatest of all times?
Top five.
I can honestly...
Are we going to do list again?
No, not at all. No. We're never going to do a list. Yeah, it's like never. But we're not going to do a list.
I'm choosing it for my one-off.
I can arguably say like top 10, top 15. Like legit, like if it, because he's been able to reinvent himself. Even though people may not care so much that he won the Ring of Honor world title, he's won a world title everywhere he's been.
Bet you TV executives are going to care.
That is true. Which also, there was a story going around, I don't know how true it is, that Tony Khan bought Ring of Honor and didn't have a plan for it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like apparently that's it's, now it's on Twitter. I haven't really seen an actual credit, like not like Fightful's reporting or anything, but people are going around Twitter kind of hearing rumblings that he bought Ring of Honor and there was no plan for Ring of Honor. Supposedly he had bought it because WWE and others were maybe interested in buying it.
It's like if I were to buy a Ring of Honor toy set when I was younger and not really know what I was going to do with it along with my WWE set, but I bought it and played with them anyways. I didn't start a new fig fed though.
That's how I felt when I bought a Matt Bentley figure. like it was cool because the TNA figure came with steps, but like I didn't really know. I didn't know who Matt Bentley was.
Steps coming with a figure is just dumb as hell. Like what if they don't have a ring?
No, that's true.
And you can use the 30 tons of steel.
That's right, the 4,000 pounds of steel, which mine catapulted. So like,
or you can use it as a obstacle for tech decks.
Did your wrestling figures ride tech decks to the ring?
They did.
Every wrestler in his fig fed was Darby Allin.
Literally, I did Darby Allin before he did it.
Oh, man. Okay, I was just kind of curious on the Chris Jericho stuff. So
I'll put him in the top five with Flair, Cena, Taker.
Especially next, like, and the thing is that now there was a short time in AEW where he had the weight gain and stuff where I wasn't really sure how he was doing in ring. Which, granted, I will say, Jericho in ring has never always, like, wowed me as, like, oh, wow, he's one of the best. But he's always been smooth.
Yeah.
Like, he's been pretty smooth. You don't really hear from being unsafe. Really, I can argue him and
compare
Miz.
It to Orton, how Orton's really smooth, but he never just, like, he never, like, has, like, insanely, like, great matches.
I think the biggest difference will be Orton just phones it in. Like I think Jericho actually tries.
Orton phones it in and does amazing.
That is true. That's why I hate when people like crap on Orton. It's like, oh, Orton's just boring. It looks like he doesn't try. Like that should impress you.
That's what makes it more fun.
Like
did you not watch the last 5 minutes?
They're
all 15 minutes long, 10 minutes of
whatever, and then
the other
last
guy
five
doing
minutes.
Everything, and then oh my god, he moves.
Yeah. I mean. To be fair, like I think if you watch an Orton match, you have to be prepared for like to make sure in terms of length of match. If it's 15 minutes, just know the first 10 minutes may be a little grueling, yep. Depending on who he's wrestling. Now, of course, if it's a Cena match, I think all 15 minutes will be really good.
Yeah,
but if he's in a tag match with Alpha Academy,
especially if Orton is the heel and mm-hmm. he's working heat on Cena, and it's a long heat, and it's just Cena selling his ass off for 12 of the 15 minutes of the entire match. Mm-hmm. Good stuff, man.
Before
also
he
hulks
up.
Also saw,
before he hulks
that is
up.
True. Also saw an argument on, of course, this is from Wrestling Facebook, which I can never take seriously anymore. Like, wrestling, social media, especially Facebook, for some reason, I just cannot read with a straight face or pretend like it's a fan that actually is.
We love arguments, by the way.
We really do. Someone had, he was listing off great in-ring workers, and I think he'd actually mentioned Chris Jericho, so he was like explaining why he doesn't think Jericho's one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said, is he good in-ring? No, I think Cena's actually better. I think Cena's considered one of the greatest in-ring workers of all time.
I mean, that's a hot take. Okay, saying that Cena's better than Jericho in the ring and that's my hot take, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. saying that Cena's like one of the greatest in-ring workers of all time is a little bit ridiculous.
But to be fair, like it depends on what you define like in-ring. Like, are you talking about just wrestling moves? Are you talking like...
I think it'd be the
expression, selling,
it'd be the whole package of wrestling moves,
yeah,
psychology, selling.
That's why I can't put him up there as one of the greatest in-ring guys, but greatest storytellers?
Oh, absolutely.
Because where he lacks in wrestling moves, he exceeds with storytelling, selling, like really putting guys over. I mean, like, he still found a way for somehow to get Roman Reigns more over than what he already was at SummerSlam. Which you kind of thought that there was kind of not really there was kind of a ceiling for Roman, but somehow, some way, because of how good Cena is, he still found a way for Roman to either get more hate or just get a better reaction. So that's all I got for like wrestling topics.
Wouldn't surprise me if it was Cena's idea, like for the Usos not to be a ringside at SummerSlam. Like, hey, you want to be put over? Beat me clean.
That is true, and he did.
And it's not going to, Cena could come back right now and beat Roman. And it wouldn't matter. Nothing's going to hurt Roman. Roman is forever protected.
That is true. When do you guys think he's going to lose one of the belts?
I think it's going to have to be soon.
Because the rumor is that he's dropping one of the belts supposedly before the end of the year.
I mean, you got Survivor Series. I don't know, man. I don't know. They're so what? You got? Is he gonna lose one of them to Logan Paul? No, both of them are on the line. Is he gonna lose to Logan Paul?
I mean, you want to get some eyes on the product. Let Logan Paul carry around both those belts. granted, would it be the best thing for business?
Maybe.
Money wise, yes.
Be pretty decent.
Eyes on the product, yes.
Would it be the worst thing that's ever happened to the championship?
Depends on who you ask.
If I were to ask you.
No.
How dare you, Sean? Bob Backlund and Bret Hart held that prestigious title, and Logan Paul holding both of them is crapping on the business.
So, if I were to ask you if that's the worst thing that can happen to the championship, would you say yes? No. And if no, what is the worst thing that's happened to the championship?
Are we talking about just WWE title?
Yeah.
I will admit, Santino, getting that near fall in that Elimination Chamber match was pretty good.
He didn't even win. Come on.
Well, I'm trying to think of what's the worst thing that's happened to the WWE title. And honestly, which I can't really say Vince winning it at 59, because he won it back in 99, maybe, and he held it for 2 days. So I can't really say that. There's really nothing, because Vince has protected that title so much, and I think Triple H would do the same, but to be fair, I would think Logan Paul winning would be great.
It would definitely, because the fans are cheering him right now. I don't think they would after this. I don't think they would cheer
him. No, because they like him coming around. Okay, we know you're athletic, come around, let's
give us a fun spotty little
and
match,
and then kind of go away.
Yeah,
him winning the belt, I mean, a little much. I'm not going to argue it would be as bad as David Arquette, but that would be the vibe I get. Is David Arquette winning the WCW title?
Fair enough.
He's going to hold it. He's not going to do anything with it. And he's going to drop it randomly to Jeff Jarrett. Which I would be down for. Let's give Jeff Jarrett one more world title run. Let him beat Roman. I'm just throwing that out there.
Honestly, a Jeff Jarrett Roman match sounds pretty fun.
Please.
I'm not going to lie.
Could you imagine could you imagine how many guitars he would go through just hitting them, hitting the bloodline with guitar shots? I mean, it'd be great. What we got going on this week? Honestly, now we'll say wrestling wise, this week has actually been really solid.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as usual, we've kind of noticed with Triple H taking over that
it's kind of good.
In ring work has been really good. Storyline's been really good.
War Games. We haven't talked about that since we've been doing reviews the past couple weeks.
That is right. So we got War Games coming to Survivor Series.
War Games.
War Games.
So someone said, I propose a trade. AEW gets John Cena walking to the ring with Max Caster and freestyling with him. WWE gets Regal coming out and saying War Games.
It's a fair trade.
And then they go back.
It's a fair trade.
Speaking of Max Caster, WWE's doing their DX 25th anniversary thing, and Billy Gunn's not going to be there, obviously, because he's in AEW. It has been reported that WWE is quote-unquote prepared and ready for the daddy ass chance that they're going to get during the DX celebration. What?
That would be great.
What are they prepared for here?
I guess it's just they're expecting the fans are going to potentially chant Billy Gunn, which, by the way, I don't think they're going to chant Billy Gunn. I don't think they're going to chant for Billy Gunn.
Do you think
much.
Tony Khan would let Billy Gunn appear on that show?
He'd let him appear at the Hall of Fame when they got inducted, so maybe.
He also let Brian and Big Show and maybe another person send in a video for Cena's thing.
Was it Mark Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah,
one night.
One night, just let them come out there,
do the DX spots and
do the same spots they did at the Raw reunion, do the same spots they did at DX, for Raw 1000. And then nothing after or nothing before that, because most of them were on drugs and weren't with the company. But, just let them do their normal spiel. Let them beat up a couple of jobbers, Honestly, I'm not surprised if, Maximum Male Models gets, switching music and pedigreed. But, let them just go through it. Let Billy Gunn come in for one night. It's not going to hurt anything. and no one's gonna care if he's not, no one cares if he's an AEW guy. They're just gonna see, hey, he's Billy Gunn, he's with DX, go for it. I would be perfectly okay with that. Will it happen? I really don't know.
I mean, I think the best way to prepare for those chants would be to try and find a way to get him on the show, right?
I don't know. They would probably intensify.
Okay, what's the next best thing to Billy Gunn? Hornswoggle, maybe? Talking about DX members. I think Hornswoggle's the only, like, replace Billy Gunn with Hornswoggle.
It's one of them, yeah.
That's all I got. Next up is Tori, and I mean... I don't think really anyone cares about Tori being in DX.
Anybody that bought a glow stick in 2008, 2009? Or how about shout out to our buddy Nick Thompson who bought glow sticks the night they broke up? he spent like $40 on glow sticks, the wristbands, like the whole DX get up, and they broke up.
When was this? Was it Survivor Series where Sean...
They didn't really break up after that, though.
When did they break up? It must have been when Sean went and did the feud with Taker, I'm assuming.
It's also around when Nick quit watching wrestling, so thanks, guys.
That really tore him up. You know, I don't remember buying DX merch.
I didn't.
Because I remember watching them reunite in 06, and I don't remember, I don't think I could, because that was the shirt where they had, like, the animated characters on the front, and they were crotch chopping on the back, they were mooning, so you just have, like, cartoon Sean.
You had that shirt, though, didn't you?
I had like a regular, like an old school Attitude Era DX shirt.
I could have sworn you wore that one shirt to baseball practice one day.
I wore a DX shirt, but I didn't have that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have many wrestling shirts growing up, honestly. So, which is kind of surprising. But
I didn't have that many either.
I have more
now than I did when I was younger.
See, I got Dusty, Macho Man, Action Mike Jackson, you know. just three pillars of wrestling. And then the Breezango shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of Breezango, Breezy has been popping up a lot lately.
He's been on the bump. He's going to be on the bump Wednesday.
Which means he's the White Rabbit.
yeah.
So, no, but there are at least people speculating he's been on the bump. I'm not going to say he's been on the bump up, down, down, because then Ryan will say, well, yeah, he's coming back tomorrow. But, like...
I would say it, too.
Exactly, so...
Well, he's got the order backwards.
I know. Actually, I mean, he's hitting, like, all the big necessary, like, appearances to return to programming. Next up, we'll be live streaming on Instagram with WWE Deutschland. So,
that again?
Deutschland.
Okay. Just wanted to hear it again.
Deutschland.
I was fine with two.
Anyways, but there is some talks that there's some more Triple H guys coming back, more guys that maybe get signed.
People that he said people aren't talking about coming back. Which, and I believe Breeze would be one of those people.
Yeah, I was about to say, to be fair.
But we're talking about him.
But no, we're nobody.
They don't know us.
Odysseus?
You don't know us. I don't know you.
Ryan, you're part of the problem. Matthew, you raised the problem. What?
Me and Ryan gave birth to the problem.
No.
A lot of people are discussing Max Dupree going back to Eli Drake and Breeze coming in and taking over Maximum Male Models.
I wouldn't hate it. Like... Even though, like, in a perfect world, I would want Breeze to come back and then Dango to come back. But I think Dango's content if he doesn't go back and wrestle again. He's been wrestling, but he's also been saying, like, he's done and he's only going to do a few more dates and he's going to be retired. I wouldn't mind Breeze doing Maximum Male Models, and that would be kind of a cool way to kind of transition and get Dupree out and let him be LA Knight. And of course, I think it kind of gives you some little leeway, maybe a little bit of.
Did I call him Eli Drake?
Yeah,
dollar in the swear jar.
Oh man, man. Well, there's so many distinct differences between Eli Drake and LA Knight. Can you name them?
Nope.
There's not. It's just the name,
right?
So,
not playing your games.
So I mean, that'd be a pretty positive thing for him to do. I wouldn't mind him really and truly. Just working NXT like he did before he got released and just kind of being there and, you know, helping put guys over, you know, kind of helping out down there. So, I don't know. I want him to come back, though. He's one of my favorites. I mean, so.
He does help younger talent quite a bit.
He does. He does. Really putting people over, you know. Yeah. Really making connections for a lot of his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, have they mentioned anybody else potentially? I know they've talked about, like, Breeze has popped up.
Only Adam Cole a million times they've discussed.
Who? Malachi Black has been thrown out there, especially now with the whole AEW, you know, supposedly leaving AEW, even though he came out and said...
He came out and said, I will be back to AEW.
Yeah, he also came out and said that his contract's not a 5-year deal.
I wonder what it is. It's a 10-year deal.
Supposedly Paige got a 3-year deal. I'd assume Malachi's...
You mean Saraya?
Saraya.
There you go.
He just correct me.
Finally got it.
Right. He just correct me, I making did. Fun
how,
of him.
How dare you? I did. But supposedly him. She had a 3-year deal, so I would assume Malachi's had a 3-year, maybe. There's also rumors that Buddy Matthews is wanting to return to WWE.
Little Buddy Matthews?
Little Buddy Boy.
Give Brody King a singles run.
He needs it. Like, cause, I mean, truly, because like, I think AEW is in need of a monster, like kind of a big guy heel. And they had it with Lance Vance.
And then they decided not to have it with Lance
Vance. And then
Vance.
They decided, hey, you know what? What better way to put a guy over than have him lose to everybody? Because everybody dies.
How about, you know, big TNT title match, first TNT title match. Let's have him take 3 crossroads, 1, 2, 3.
You know, what better way to put him over than have him beat, you know, one of the EVPs? You know, could argue probably the guy that books the show. But, you know, adrenaline in my soul.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 with the crossroads.
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good.
Good ad lib.
Thank you. So I wouldn't mind for him to kind of make that monster run, especially in the mid-card area. And then maybe have a couple world title matches, I think. Because didn't he have one with Moxley?
I think so.
And it turned out to be pretty decent. So
him and Moxley, they just, I like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like them wrestling each other.
They go together like Chinese food and chocolate pudding. No, okay. Just... It was a Ricky Bobby reference. I was hoping y'all could pick up on. Okay. Anyways,
can we talk about Extreme Rules having stips?
You mean every match having? You mean that one night WWE goes Extreme and they're having every match go Extreme?
Dude, it actually makes me happy.
It really does.
And there are a few things that do that.
It kind of feels old school because back in like 08, 09, every match had a stip. So
Jinx,
you owe me a Coke. Ryan, drop my coke.
Ryan, what do you think about every match having a stip?
I'm pretty excited for it.
Makes me happy.
So
disappointed than most years.
And I think the best part about them is that, like, all of them at least are worded different. So, like, and all of them are different stipulations for the most part.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we're going to do every match an Extreme Rules match. Yeah, like, it's not no Lockdown 07.
Or it's got, like, Extreme Rules and then No Holds Barred and then ODQ. It's not really that, so... As of right now, you got Extreme Rules match with Liv and Ronda.
Yep.
The Fight Pit, which I will say, I think I'm the most excited for Fight Pit.
I'm very excited for it.
A strap match between Cross and McIntyre.
Love it.
A ladder match, which we've talked about, not at TLC.
Yeah.
Not at Money in the Bank. Ladder match.
I like it.
With Bianca and Bayley. Edge and Finn Balor have an I Quit match.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Bianca-Bayley ladder match might be match of the night. In terms of like wrestling, I think that'll be match of the night.
You know, just because of what I'm reading right now, I'm gonna go Edge and Finn Balor. If we're talking about like predicting,
I think story wise, that'll be.
I think in ring though, you got to think like those styles. I think would work very well.
Yeah, but
today.
They're not gonna be running like spots for real. For real, they're just gonna be brawling and choking each other with stuff. That's more
true.
Than likely,
that's true. Then you got the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium.
In a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match,
mm-hmm.
Which is just...
It's pretty much... I think most have described it as no holds barred and stuff. It's just to be a fight.
It's going
to
be like a bunch of tables around with shillelaghs on top of... Because they've had one recently.
Is that what they called it?
I think so.
I can't remember. I know it was a Drew and Sheamus that like a shillelagh yeah. match or whatever. Yeah. I mean, but still, it's just going to be six guys who all work really stiff.
Work really well together, by the way.
They really do. The chemistry that all six guys have had, which, by the way, I was kind of skeptical about Brawling Brutes being a face team.
Yeah, but...
They're getting good reactions. And they're
not to mention,
really
they've
well.
Been together for... Since March?
They have. And you've seen no dissension.
No.
Which is rare. So
it's very cool.
Yeah, so
it means
I'm...
It's coming.
I hope not, because I like Ridge Holland and Butch going after tag titles. Like, I think
haven't them and Butch shown dissension though? Like, I mean, or is that just?
I think that's just we can't control Butch because he's supposed to be a maniac. So, like, I guess. I'm not really sure. I think it's just kind of a, hey, we're three guys that
like to fight.
Pretty much. That's yeah. really the only thing they have in common. Hey, we're from Europe, and we like to fight. That's all we got. Let's go fight. So, I mean, that's, which pretty much is kind of the same thing with Imperium. We like wrestling. The arena is sacred. Let's form a team. So, supposedly there's only going to be about six or seven matches on the Extreme Rules card. We're at six right now.
So you got maybe one or two. What, yeah. what would you guys like to see? I mean, I don't think the world title is being defended.
No, world title's not being defended. They've already said, obviously, IC's not being defended. They meant, at least some rumors have mentioned U.S. title could be defended, but I don't know who Bobby would face.
Story-wise. You could always throw Theory in there.
Yeah, you could do him in Theory again, which, I mean, wouldn't be horrible. Gargano in Theory wouldn't be bad, but I don't know if the story's made it that far to have, because they've kind of done a story, kind of haven't.
Could we do, like, Usos and Street Profits again? Or does it...
Who are they? Are they Usos feuding with anybody?
I don't know if they're feuding with nobody.
They're not feuding with nobody. I was about to say, you could do Usos with whoever they're going up against, but I don't... Because I think the last team they faced was Brawling Brutes, right? For the tag titles on Raw, maybe? So, I don't really know what you could do with that. What about the other...
Wait, I mean, Theory and Owens could have a match.
Yeah, what match would you put him in?
With Owens, I would say False Count Anywhere.
False Count Anywhere wouldn't be bad.
Maybe a tables match. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of... I don't know when they'll do this, but I think they kind of teased, like, even though it won't happen at Extreme Rules, but I guess, like, maybe Gargano and Owens versus Alpha Academy?
Oh, it might be Gargano in Theory. They've been feuding a lot.
That is true. So, I don't know. But supposedly there's going to be one more match added. Some are saying it may just be six. Some are saying it could be seven or more. So,
either way, I'm cool with the card the way it is right now. If it was just left like that, I'm completely fine with it. It looks really good. Yeah. And I'm actually, for the first time in probably like almost a decade, excited for Extreme Rules.
Yeah, could you not do Damage Control versus Bliss and Asuka for something? I mean, put them in a insert stipulation here for the tag titles?
Tag team tables match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't we mention the idea of Braun taking on Alpha Academy in like a handicap tables match?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, so the idea I had is like, it's a handicap tables match, so for Alpha Academy to win, they just got to put Braun through one table, but for Braun to win, he's got to put Gable and Otis through a table.
That's the same time?
I mean, that's probably what they would end up doing as the finish spot, so, because Braun should be strong.
That match would probably go as Otis and Gable would bring out a large table, and Braun would put both of them through that large table.
Exactly, which would be entertaining. So, who knows, you know, Triple H, pay us. You know, hire us.
Well, sure, I'll take money.
Honestly. Please. I know we talked about Gargano, but his wife came back on Monday night.
The same exact way he returned.
Yeah.
Just back from commercial. Hey, here's Candice LeRae.
Yeah. Glad to see she's back. Which I figured she was going to come back anyways. That's kind of was a given, I think, is that she would eventually come back whenever, I guess, her maternity leave. I don't really know how that works for wrestling, but
I don't either.
I guess when you're a free agent, you can just have however long you need. But she came back, still looked really good in range.
Yeah, you're unemployed, you can take as long of a break as you want to.
That is for true.
That is for true.
So I don't really know. I think she's having a match with Dakota Kai next week. So I don't really know. I think she's kind of there to like introduce her back into the fold. I'm hoping this means Indy Hartwell gets called up and there's another tag team to feud for the tag titles. Because we're kind of noticing that even though they're getting a lot of prominence, you got, what, Bliss and Asuka, Raquel and now Shotzi. It was Aaliyah, now it's Shotzi.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you notice like Shotzi's been helping her out a lot when she's getting attacked, so Shotzi's
They involved. Literally just had the belts.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
Yeah, and then Damage Control beat them, and now, like, Aaliyah's just gone. She hasn't been on TV, I don't think, the last couple weeks, but... So Shotzi's kind of taking that role. So there's like three tag teams right now. You can add in Toxic Attractions. There's rumors that they're getting called up pretty soon. And then you can throw in LeRae and hopefully Indy Hartwell. I think that is coming pretty soon. Speaking of Indy Hartwell, like why not have Dexter and The Miz have a match at Extreme Rules? Didn't you have them do some type of match? Let them do a False Count Anywhere match. Because The Miz is going to try to run anyway. So like let them start running around and let Dexter just... you know, pop out of it literally anywhere.
So, I don't know. I'm just either way, Extreme Rules is going to be, I think, a really solid card. Six matches.
Do you think this is the beginning of kind of a shift of stip pay-per-views?
Hopefully.
Because I don't see TLC anywhere on the schedule. The next pay-per-views are after Extreme Rules, Crown Jewel, and Survivor Series, and then Day One.
Are they not doing a December show?
No.
I'm assuming because Day One is like January 3rd this year, right? Second?
I think it's still the 1st.
Is it still on the 1st? I didn't know when the 1st fell, so I didn't. So like last year was on a Saturday, so I didn't know if it would fall on a weekend or not. But
it is Sunday, January 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't hate it. I'm okay with TLC not coming back as a stip.
I'm fine with it. Just do a TLC match at WrestleMania, SummerSlam, or another pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Extreme Rules.
Do it when it calls for it. Like, I mean,
same thing with Hell in a Cell. Do away with that show.
Yeah, I agree.
Granted, the Hell in a Cell match that happened this year, Cody and Seth, the feud called for it.
But to be fair, like, it called for it. It was a good match. But then how many other matches were Hell in a Cell?
I think there was one.
So you had Cody, Seth, and there was one more, right?
Yeah.
I remember who was in that one.
Don't ask me.
Good.
I'll check.
Okay.
You can ask.
Who was the other Hell in a Cell match win? Ryan, how's your day doing? Well, he's revving up to third gear over here.
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd
be doing even better if Kenley could get this last out.
I don't know. There was no other Hell in a Cell match. There was a no-holds-barred match between Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin.
Happy.
Speaking of Happy Corbin, have y'all seen where people think the White Rabbit's him? Or they're speculating, oh, if it's not Bray Wyatt, it's going to be Corbin and we're going to hate it. I'm not going to care. Granted, it's not Corbin,
I
don't think.
Is he a free agent?
No. They're just assuming they haven't seen Corbin, even though Corbin was just on SmackDown last week, I think.
Literally.
So,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, when did that happen?
Well, they were also throwing out like, oh, the coordinates point to Corbin, Kentucky.
Do they? They do.
Oh,
okay.
But mind you, that's the only clue that points to Corbin, while the rest of them point to Bray Wyatt. Some have pointed towards Aleister Black, because apparently there's some lyrics of his songs that have popped up.
Even though he just came out and said, I'm going to come back to AEW soon.
Which is what he would want you to think.
That'd be very... Yeah,
because sure. He's the White Rabbit. Not really.
In one of like the someone like got the coding of the website, and it had lyrics from his theme song. No man is ever truly good. No man is ever truly evil.
Yeah.
I did some things you never could.
Okay.
We will never be equal.
So it's not gonna be him. Which apparently they're revealing the White Rabbit at Extreme Rules. That's. Internally, they're discussing doing the reveal at Extreme Rules.
So the background on the match card has a lantern. People keep circling that.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was the same. Has it not been the same match card they used in 2020 when they did the whole swamp stuff? You want me to look it up?
Research phone okay. Host.
Okay, I want to check this out.
Me and Ryan will talk amongst ourselves while you're doing that. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right.
Oh, by the way, as we're talking, Max Dupree left Maximum Male Models. He punched Mansoor and said he's no longer working for him.
That's not nice.
I know, right? Okay, different match court. Well, hold on.
So now that Aaron Judge did his thing, college football is not going to get interrupted tomorrow, right?
Well,
Ryan, where were you when Aaron Judge made history?
Well, it was on Apple TV. So
you know what I was doing? Pujols, I was trying to watch football.
No, he didn't hit it Saturday.
I know, but they acted like he did. Like, hey, remember this guy? Hey, he's going to hit a home run.
Well, he was just tying it, too. He's still at 61.
Oh, so this is never going to end. Man.
So did you find out the information?
Yeah, they're different match cards. I really thought they were the same because they had the whole swamp fight at Extreme Rules 2020. So
whenever they reveal it, I mean, do you see anybody on the card that maybe they could reveal him against? Or
I won't say Drew because Drew's already doing something with Cross. So I don't know. Honestly, no. There's no one on that card to me that's just screamed out, hey. This is Bray. If it is Bray.
I mean, Seth.
Riddle, maybe. I mean...
Seth or Riddle.
Yeah. I mean, you could have both of them do it.
Have Riddle finally overcome Seth Rollins.
And then boom.
Then you have him pop into the fight.
Here comes Bunny Rabbit. Hop, pop, Bray Wyatt.
Did you imagine if he hopped in the ring?
Imagine he's dressed up like the Mad Hatter.
Actually, so like his old retro figure that they're selling in stores now, which has been around for like 2 years, kind of has like a magician Mad Hatter look to it. So maybe. I mean,
Johnny Depp finally will make his debut.
Finally?
Yeah, he's finally did that steel cage match with Amber Heard.
I think they've had a few.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Had a couple of no-holds-barred matches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit hit the fan.
Actually, it hit the pillow.
I don't even know what I would do.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was funny. Thanks, guys. Yeah, so we're really excited for Extreme Rules. By the way, in case y'all cared, Bound for Glory is also next week.
Don't really care.
Good for them.
Also, Impact somehow, which if you're surprised by it, has gotten worse.
I haven't really been keeping up with Impact at all.
It's been very. I've seen highlights of it, and it's been very boring. Like there's just not really. It's kind of just random stuff happening. But it's taking place October 7th in Albany, New York.
Albany?
Albany? I was
Albany.
You took care of me in Albany, and then you raised the problem, and I was the problem, but you're the problem.
Violence.
I don't know you.
Violence.
Violence.
Violence. Kind of sounds like violence.
Could you imagine if her new like theme song is just the guy who did Shinsuke's NXT theme? Like, who'd always come out and take over and start playing the violin, and he just starts playing it, and you just see her walk slowly, like, here comes violence. Just,
you know, what I was thinking
of? With a stupid
of?
Blossom hat.
When I first read that promo, I was like, it would be hilarious if there weren't even violins in her entrance theme.
Does she even have an entrance theme? Can we confirm?
I have no clue. Can you confirm? You're the host. Mm-hmm. You do it.
You think I'm actually going to go back and watch Dark to see if Marina Shafir has an entrance theme? I'm good.
Just look up on YouTube Marina Shafir.
Marina Shafir entrance theme. Doing it now. Entrance music. I don't think that has violence. I do have a Reddit where someone said Marina Shafir's entrance music is dope.
You should reply to that Reddit thread and go, yeah dude, I love violins.
I love violence.
Violins.
Bit on violence, you know what I'm saying? I haven't talked about AEW enough. Well, I mean, I would try to move.
We talked about two not good things.
Yeah. I mean, what has happened like this week that's really
Hangman
made...
Page looks like he's about to challenge Jon Moxley for the title.
That's right. Well, he is on, what, 3 weeks or so on Dynamite? Because he won the golden ticket battle royale, so he won a chocolate factory and a shot at Moxley's title. He had Grandpa Joe there at ringside. Come on, Hangman, it's the only way. Just you got a burp to get him over the top rope.
I got my lazy ass up out of bed for the first time in 2 decades to watch you wrestle. Come on, Hangman, you got a burp. It's the only way. Attaboy.
Sorry. Come on. Attaboy, come on.
Did you just do a Vince impression of Grandpa Joe?
Can Vince please be Grandpa Joe?
Damn it, pal, you got a burp. We're going to the Chocolate Boo Factory.
I said Chocolate Booty.
Chocolate Boo Factory?
Yeah, Chocolate Boo Factory.
Almost equally as worse.
Like,
come on, Charlie. We're wasting his time.
I need Vince as Grandpa Joe. I need Creed as Willy Wonka. I need Scott Stapp.
No, the whole band. You said Creed.
Can we, you know how
the
like,
reunion.
You know how in Little Rascals, two of them made one giant adult? Can we have Creed do that as Willy Wonka? And just
five grown
just
men.
Stack them up.
Be 25 feet tall.
If you want to hear paradise
in a world of pure imagination.
sing Oompa Loompa like Scott Stapp.
Hoopa loompa doopity-dee. I am Jesus and he's me.
Oh
I'm just dying at how you went from Vincent Kennedy McMahon as Grandpa Joe to Creed.
Scott motherfucking Steph.
I mean, the Jode.
God, literally.
I mean, clearly. I mean, oh, man. Who would play Charlie in this situation? Hold on, like, who?
Are we talking about with Vince or with
No, Creed? Vince is Grandpa Joe, Scott Stapp, and, like...
it's Hornswoggle. Or is it Austin Theory?
No, Austin Theory just be annoying. He's like, come on, Charlie, gotta burn A-Town down! Take a selfie, Gramps! That's all I know about Theory's character.
Pat McAfee.
Who would Pat McAfee be in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? I feel like, would he be someone's father?
Or an Oompa Loompa, because he's got the hair.
Hold on, can he be Violet's dad with sour cream?
That, honestly, I got that exact vibe when Paige was cutting her, or Soraya was cutting her promo on Dynamite. So now, you know, now that she's with AEW, she can curse now, you know. So she took advantage of that, all right? She was talking trash to Britt Baker. She was like, you know what Brit rhymes with? Shit. And she starts looking around for a pop, and nothing happens.
Just that one guy in the nosebleeds. Yeah, go Paige.
And that just reminds me of that one scene from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. With sour cream? Anybody else? No. All right.
Y'all don't have sour cream? Your gum? Okay.
Does it look like Grandpa Joe's had anything to eat in the past 10 years? Ask him about sour cream.
That's why we need Vince in there. Vince, you know, just a machine, brother. You know?
Genetic jackhammer.
So would that make Charlie Shane? Just dancing all
over? Look at me, granddad. I'm dancing. Stop it!
You get nothing.
You'll get nothing, you lose. Good day,
and then here comes
sir.
The rest of Creed. You lose, you lose, you suck.
Damn it, Charlie, you were dancing in the factory, and now we don't get the factory.
Who's a gist?
Shane.
Who's a gist of Sloop? Can we just, like, fan cast?
I feel like we're about to fat shame somebody. Calling them Augustus Gloop.
Not if it's just a fat wrestler. You know what I mean?
Otis.
I mean,
or who's the dude in NXT that's titty slapping people? Wasn't it you that sent me that video?
I did, because I love Odyssey Jones so much.
I thought y'all were referring to Quincy Elliott for some reason.
Why did I say Odyssey Jones?
Why did you say Odyssey Jones? That's interesting.
I don't know his name, so we could just do Samoa Joe, because, you know,
it's pretty close.
Samoa Joe,
you fat. Can Scott Steiner be an Oompa Loompa? Hey, Oompa, hey, you suck! Hey! Hey, kid, you lose! Maybe if you weren't so fat, you wouldn't be in the chocolate river!
And if you were drinking 33.3% of that chocolate...
By the way, Braun quoted the Steiner Math promo again. He said, oh, you're a number one contender, you never lost your title. If my math serves me correctly, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning! Yeah!
I think this is the loudest episode we've ever done.
Probably so. But speaking of Quincy Elliott, Reggie hates Quincy Elliott.
Every time you tag him in something, he comes like complaining to me as if I'm like, I don't even know. He just like you tag him in something, bro. Matthew just tagged me in Quincy Elliott's post again. He'll send me a voice message about
because
it.
He's great. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I think he is
That TikTok awesome. You sent me is the first time I've ever seen it.
And you and loved it. Well. I mean, by the way, Jim Cornette had a field day with that.
I bet he did.
He's not a fan of
Quincy. Did he have as much of a field day as some people had with his wife?
Actually, I think Quincy said something about that on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he did. I saw that. Yeah. I was wondering why he was going for Cornette's neck like that.
Yeah.
Or his wife's, whatever.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan loves cuck jokes.
Pretty funny.
They're good ones.
But yeah, but Reggie's not a fan of Quincy Elliott, which I don't see why. I mean, come on now. He's great.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Right. Well, okay, here.
Are you sports entertained?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was sports entertained.
He done his job.
I would be way more sports entertained if we made this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie happen with Creed.
Should Quincy Elliott
Creed,
be Augustus Gloop?
Vince.
Sure.
He just grinds on the little thing that's supposed to, like, shoot him up into the fudge room. Like, just, like, you gotta go into the fudge room. He's just grinding on it. Just, never mind. Willy Wonka's the one telling him that. That's not how you do it. Get in the fudge room.
Wait, no, no, no. Austin Theory plays that Mike TV kid. They're both as obnoxious.
A-Town down. Or A-TV down. Okay.
You tried.
I tried. It really worked. What other kids are there? Who we got? We got Veruca, you know, the girl who wanted it now. You know what I'm talking about? The geese girl? Goose girl?
Don't care how.
Who's playing Veruca?
Who you got?
Who I got? Marina Shafir.
No, she just... Okay, so first of all, whoever played Veruca on Willy Wonka did a great job in that scene, like singing a coherent song. So imagine Marina Shafir.
I know you. You don't know me. I was from Albany. And then she just automatically gets... Like, Oompa Loompa's like, Tree just throws her into the chute. Like, it's time to go.
No, just firing squad right there. Yeah.
Could you imagine that's how Willy Wonka actually, like, punished their kids? Like, oh, where are you taking her?
To the electric chair. My son just got sucked up into a chocolate chute thing. Where's he going? Electric chair.
Where's he going? Out of the building. What do you expect? Like, just a straight shot like the Wonka Beller. It goes... Wonka Beller. Like the Wonka Beller goes to Rockefeller.
Pretty close.
Who else we got? We got,
we're actually doing this.
We got Violet. Who was Violet was going to be? We already said her dad's Pat McAfee. Like, so, this is the worst Charlie, this is the worst Willy Wonka casting.
This is the worst episode we've ever
done. No, I don't know what you're talking about. This is great.
All right.
Now we have to find a way to make Willy Wonka wrestling related to review it.
I don't think we can make that
good.
Happen.
Do we think Gene Wilder really wrestled don't back have in the day?
To do that.
I think we have to.
We really don't have to do that. We don't.
This is the first time Ryan's disagreed with anything.
I mean, look.
Mind you, Ryan always says yes to everything.
If y'all want to do it, we will, but... I can't promise.
Ryan's like, I'll allow it, but...
You know what, guys?
I can't promise I'll watch any of it.
You've seen the movie before.
I have, like, 10 years ago.
And oh, dude, that long ago?
What was it for us, like, a month? Yeah. 2 months?
Yeah, and it turns out it is actually the greatest movie ever made.
It's up there, man.
It's an opinion.
No, it's a fact.
Okay.
We'll watch it. You know, you'll see why. Oh, okay. I'm really, really, I don't know how we got down that white rabbit hole, but we did. See, I'm trying to bring you back into wrestling. So
well, that's how we got there, so.
Oh, well, thanks.
Oh, this is true.
Said something about the Mad Hatter, and you went, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
And I got into Creed.
Vince McMahon is Grandpa Joe, what?
What? Hold on. Can we segue into this?
We did.
We really did.
Let's never speak of this again.
To be fair, Limp Bizkit would be a better Willy Wonka because, you know, chocolate starfish. like, you know, relatability.
Every Oompa Loompa song starts like, yeah!
You know what time it is? Limp Bizkit! Chocolate! Uh-huh.
Keep going. I think we should close the show.
All right, well,
I mean, I can't think of anything else that happened.
If you enjoyed...
If you enjoyed, you have a special sense of humor.
You really do.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Anyways.
Oh, okay. You just fantasy booked a Willy Wonka movie.
You mean
and that? I'm the dumbass.
If you enjoyed this episode.
I thought it was funny, Ron.
Yeah.
Be sure to leave us a review. And also, you know, if Meltzer to give us, you know, if Meltzer gives people 5 stars, you give us 5 stars. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, we're throwing 5 stars out there. Anyways, give us 5 stars. Why not? Leave a review. Tell us that it sucked. Tell us that you liked it. Tell us you're making the Willy Wonka fan picture that we just made. Like, do these things.
Whoever does that, I will Venmo you $20.
And honestly, I don't think it's very hard to cast the people we did. Well, mainly Scott Stapp. I don't think he's doing much now. But, like...
We got Vince. McAfee.
I don't know if Vince is available right now.
He's in some hot water, and not hot dog flavored water. He's in hot water, though.
You had to...
Did you save your hot dog water?
I do. I put it in my protein shakes.
Oh.
That genuinely disgusted me.
Yeah, I call it chocolate starfish and protein flavored water. Like, it's just. Anyways, be sure to follow us on social media at Another Wrestling Pod. You can also, you know, stay up to date with any releases. And unfortunately, anytime we release an episode or have episodes coming out like this one. Next week, we're going to give you some, pretty much more updates.
Pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing, here. Except we're going to give you Extreme Rules spoilers.
Predictions.
Well, because it'll come out after Extreme Rules. Or should we act like we're recording as Extreme Rules just ended and just see how much we get right?
Well, don't tell them to.
That's why I was saying spoilers.
Yeah, guys. Anyways.
Anyways. So. For Grandpa Joe.
Jesus Christ. No. I refuse.
What do you mean?
I reject this idea. Okay. We can use our names.
Okay. So. For Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this is Another Wrestling Podcast, and we'll see y'all next.